AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo has been declared a public health emergency requiring international response. Ed Donahue has the latest.
World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is concerned about the rapid spread of the rare Bunde Bugyo virus.
There are more than 500 suspected cases and 130 suspected deaths.
The virus has spread to urban areas, raising fears of further spread and deaths in Congo. The WHO's Dr. Anne Ancia says the Ervebo vaccine used against a different type of Ebola was among those considered for possible use.
What I know from WHO, it would take 2 months for it to be available. But we hope. Because I don't think that in 2 months we will be done with this outbreak.
Ebola is highly contagious and can be contracted via bodily fluids. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says he's giving Iran a few more days to make a peace deal, but at the same time raising the possibility of more strikes.
They're begging to make a deal. I hope we don't have to do the war, but we may have to give them another big hit.
The Senate's advanced a war powers resolution that would require the president either to gain congressional approval for the war or withdraw U.S. troops. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
More than 17,000 people are under evacuation orders as wildfire continues to threaten suburban homes in Southern California. The Sandy Fire in hills above Simi Valley, northwest of Los Angeles, has already consumed more than 2 square miles of dry brush. There is zero containment. Evacuation orders and warnings are still in place for several neighborhoods in Simi Valley, a city of more than 125,000 people. Meanwhile, firefighters are battling a 23-square-mile blaze on Santa Rosa Island off the Southern California coast. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Jennifer King reports the National Transportation Safety Board's conducting a hearing into the crash of a UPS cargo plane in Kentucky last November that killed 15 people.
The probe quickly focused on spherical bearings in the MD-11's engine mounts. Investigators found records of 10 previous flaws in the same key parts of similar planes, most of them never reported to the FAA. Government and UPS officials say the reports they did get didn't convey the collateral damage that could be caused.
It makes it sound almost benign. We have a bearing fracture and it slides out, it migrates a little bit.
UPS Airlines Senior Director of Engineering David Springer.
The rest of the damage that was being caused was a big deal, and I think if we would have known that at UPS, I think we would have asked a lot of different questions.
Jennifer Homendy says they want to find out why no one spotted the concerning trend and took action to prevent it. Jennifer King, Washington.
The latest at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.